This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I'm joined down the line by the author Serena Patel. Hello, Serena.
Hello.
Oh my goodness, I feel like it was both yesterday and a million days ago since I last saw you in the Fun Kids studio.
I know, it just feels like, as you say, such a long time ago and yet just the other day, and so much has changed in that period of time.
Oh man, so you were in the studio, I think, back in March.
Yes.
For the first book in the Anisha series, and you're back with a second book. Your accidental detective is back with a really awesome, bouncy big book. It's called School's Cancelled.
It is, yeah, she's back. She's found herself yet again in another sticky situation, and she has a mystery to solve.
I love this so much. I finished reading it this morning and it's just such a fun book. Like, I really enjoy the series. And so in this one, you've got Anisha and she is loving science. She and her pals get into a science fair and then things go a little bit awry.
They do. So the National School Science Fair is a really big deal for Anisha. She would love to win. There's a really fab prize if you win. And so she teams up with Milo, of course, and they have a new boy in the school called Govi. And so they team up and they come up with this really cool experiment. They want to make a volcano demonstration and they're practicing really hard, want to get it perfect. And so they do a test run after school one day, the week before the science fair. But something goes wrong and they accidentally flood the school with foam. And at first, they're sort of a bit like, oh, like, we really didn't mean to. And they're so apologetic. And, the head teacher's going absolutely just, you know, really angry with them and says, you've damaged the school. And then it actually occurs to Anisha, well, no, how did that happen? Because she's so switched on and she thinks, well, that, you know, we couldn't have done that. And she realizes somebody sabotaged them, and so she has to set out to not only clear her own name and her reputation, but so that they can take part in the school fair.
Yeah, she has to use all of her detective skills to figure out which one of the many, many suspects could have possibly sabotaged their lovely volcano.
Yes, because we've got a whole new, some old cast members from the first book, so there will be characters that readers will recognise, but there are also a few new faces as well, and obviously everybody is hiding something, and Anisha is using all her logic and her observation skills to try and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, like you say, you've got the return of some lovely old characters like Auntie Bindi, you've got Milo there as well, you've got the family back in action. Was it quite nice to kind of return to them like old friends?
Yeah, I feel like I know them really well now. And so it's lovely to kind of develop their characters a little bit more. And as you say, you know, return to the family household and see what they're getting up to. But also to introduce some new faces and kind of mix it up a little bit, I suppose.
And also, were you quite a science fan at school? Like, is this based on your kind of love of science as well?
I did really like science. I remember really enjoying science up until kind of middle of secondary school. I really liked figuring out how things worked and why things happen. And so Anisha, you know, as I've said, that's her favourites, one of her favourite subjects. She really likes the whys and the hows. So yeah, there's a little bit of me in there. And my daughter also really enjoys science. So I think she's in there as well.
Yeah, it's so fun, because I was terrible at science and maths at school, so reading about Anisha, I was like, oh, it's interesting to read somebody who likes it. Great. It's awesome. And you've also got some kind of like extra cool bits in there as well. You've got some experiments that readers can do at home. You've got a little recipe at the back of the book.
Yeah, so it was really nice to be able to add some extra content this time. And one of the things that I think people have really taken to is one of the characters is Granny Jazz. And so obviously she has, you know, quite a lot going on. She loves to cook. She loves to grow things. And we just thought it would be really nice to include one of her recipes in there. And obviously with it being a science-centred mystery, it was quite fun to be able to do some experimenting. I actually did some experiments with my own children. And we filmed some videos for the Usborne website. So if anybody wants to go and check those out, they can do. I'm not going to say they were the best experiments, but, you know, we had a lot of fun trying them out. So, yeah, I'm so pleased that we've been able to include all this extra content.
I feel like last time we spoke as well, you told us a story about a lobster. Was that right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. in the first book.
A story from the book, yeah, that was inspired by kind of like your own life. Anything else that's been inspired in this book, or is this totally fresh?
This one's totally fresh, actually. I think there are probably elements of characters that are kind of from real life, people I've come across, you know, characteristics from the family. But yeah, the whole sort of foamplosion and the kind of science fair element of it is all sort of brand new. So yeah, really nice to be able to write something just kind of totally from imagination as well.
I also loved your vlogger, the girl who's there to like, she just is desperate to become an investigative journalist.
Yes, she's very determined.
Yeah, I was a big fan of that. A very well-observed character, I would say. So I should also say you're part of the Reading is Magic Festival. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so obviously with everything that is going on in the world at the moment, sadly a lot of face-to-face festivals have had to be cancelled, postponed, brought online. And I was due to be part of the Bath Children's Literature Festival this year. And so what they've done is they've teamed up with some other book festivals to create the Reading is Magic Festival, which is a really awesome sort of set of events. And it's been inspired by the UK Waterstones Children's Laureate, Cressida Cowell, and her key message, which is reading is magic and magic is for everyone, which I think is really lovely. And it's taking place online from the 27th of September to the 2nd of October, so not too long to wait. And it's free. It's for schools and families. There are over 25 free events, I'm told, one of which I'm part of. And each day has a theme. So our theme for our event was seeing yourself reflected in a book. But you can access the events as soon as they go live, and then they'll be on demand. And you can find out more and sign up for free at readingismagicfestival.com. I was really thrilled to be asked to be part of this. I was part of a panel event alongside Robin Stevens, Shana Jackson, and it was chaired by Catherine Woodfine. So I was sort of fangirling a little bit. I was like, wow, these amazing authors, you know, some of them award winning and just so inspiring. And it was really nice. We just had a really good chat about writing mysteries, where we draw inspiration from, how we found ourselves writing mysteries, and what aspiring writers can do to bring their everyday experiences into their writing and to write good mysteries. So yeah, lots and lots of fun. I highly recommend getting online and checking out all the other events that are available.
Well, and not that I want to step on the toes of the Reading is Magic Festival, but I know lots of people listening right now will be wondering, how can they use their day-to-day lives to write new stories? Any good advice?
I think it's just always being observant, isn't it? I find quite often my children will say something, or you know, a family member will do something, and I think I store them away. Quite often I write little notes to myself, and it might not be that I use it there and then in a story, but it's good to have kind of a file of things, observations and things that have happened, and to be able to kind of pepper that through your writing is quite a good one. And to just always keep a notebook with you, so that when ideas do come, you can just make a little note of them. And you know, lots and lots of reading, I would say, reading within your genre. So I try and read a lot of children's mystery books from other writers, because you know, that helps to inspire your own writing as well.
Can we expect more from Anisha and Accidental Detective series? Can we expect a few more books?
So there will be there's a third book planned, which I'm currently editing at the moment, and it's called Granny Trouble. And that's coming out next year in the summer. So that one's, I'm excited about that one. There's a lot going on in that one, and Granny gets herself into a very sticky situation. So Anisha has to help her, but I won't tell you too much about it just yet.
Hopefully for that one we'll be back in the studio again, and you'll come back and visit us.
Oh, that would be so lovely.
Fab. Well, Serena, thank you so much for talking to us, and hopefully we'll see you really soon. And everybody should go get Anisha Accidental Detective, School's Cancelled, right now.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.